Teach your children three things: love for your prophet, love for his family, love for Quran recital. Teach your children three things: love for your prophet, love for his family, love for Quran recital.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My respected viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you in our program Parenting Skills. Before we proceed ahead towards our topic, let's make few good intentions. مشيخ طريقة أمير أهل السنة حضرت علامة مولانا محمد إلياس الطار قادري دامت بركاته العالية He gives us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions. Inshallah, this program is to benefit the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. You can make this intention that you will be with us from start to end. You will learn, remember, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. Inshallah azza wa jal. In this program, we talk about those challenges parents they are facing while upbringing their children. We also give you some tips and share some skills. How can we do better parenting? We conducted a survey and you gave us a very positive and valuable response. We take those responses as a case of studies and we take professional advice from our guest speaker, Dr. Zirek Naseem Attari. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallahu khaira. Thank you so much once again for giving your precious time to us. As I've earlier mentioned that we have received some responses. So the very first response I would like to discuss in today's episode, that there is a girl, she is 12 years of age, and physical health illness, yes, she is suffering from autism, no mental health problem, no regular medication. As far as the family history is concerned, younger brother 11 years old, he is also suffering from autism, and younger brother 5, rare genetic disorder. And they've written that mom and dad, both parents, has to look after full time, and dad also smokes, tummy problems, this is also mentioned, mom is also from depression and diabetes. This is the family history which is involved, and the problem they are facing in a child, that is social communication. The strategies they have adopted, that no social media, constant supervision, that's what they've written. So Dr., there's a bit of family history is also involved. It looks like that both parents, they are really facing a hard time. They have to look after their full-time carers, in other words. So what advice would you give?
First of all, I would like to actually make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal gives patience and sabr to these parents. From the information that we have, they've got three children. I mean, one son who's autistic, the other son who's got rare genetic disorder, and their daughters are clearly suffering with communication difficulties. Parents themselves have got physical health problems, and they are both full-time carers. Now, clearly, this is a very challenging and testing situation for any parent. So I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that may Allah Azza wa Jal reward them for this devotion that they have. And this is actually a situation where, the love of the parents clearly is demonstrated how devoted they can be for their children. And this example clearly demonstrates that sometimes, we may think that the parents look after their children for some sort of reward, that when they will get older, these children will look after them, or there may be financial benefits and so forth. Yes. Whereas with these children, from my professional understanding of this situation is that these children may need long-term care, and these parents will keep, will remain devoted. And not just that, but the parents, I'm sure, will be worried about that, what would happen to our children once their time comes and they depart this mortal world. And clearly, I hope that the children can understand, those children or those parents especially who have normal children, that what is the love of the parents. So that's the first thing that comes to my mind, and may Allah make things easy for them. Now, they've clearly mentioned that one of their son has got autism. The daughter also suffers from autism, and the social communication is an issue. Very briefly, autism. this is a disorder in the sense that the brain of these children works differently.
Okay.
And what they normally struggle with is social understanding,
right.
Social communication, and behavior that may not be appropriate in the given context.
Right.
And when they have difficulty in social communication, which means that they will not be able to make friends and so forth. And these children will require constant supervision, like what the parents are saying. And the behavior of such children can be really difficult to actually, you know, manage. So the behavior of these children can be really difficult to manage. When we talk about strategies in terms of managing behavior and all these other problems that we've discussed, we've always given a solution, and that, you know, these type of solutions, they can work effectively with a child whose brain is working normally. But with children who've got autism or children who've got obviously learning disabilities, then these techniques can be very difficult to apply because the way their brain works is completely different. Now, clearly, the parents here have mentioned that the social communication is the main issue.
Yeah.
I'm sure that these parents would be getting professional help. And the doctor, the educational psychologist, or the child and adolescent mental health team, they will be giving them the advice how to manage on these social communication issues. Also, there are specific courses that are run by the mental health services or other charities for children who have autism, especially for their parents, to come and learn from these classes. The benefit of these classes is they do give you the tips how to manage the behavior better.
Okay.
And things may not turn out to be normal, but it is how to make best use of this difficult situation that they are going through.
Right.
And also, they will come across parents, they will meet these other parents, and they will share their problems as well. Now, autism is a spectrum.
Okay.
So there could be children who are at one end who may just appear very close to being normal, but they still have issues and difficulties in all those domains, understanding, social interaction, communication, and the behavior. Whereas on other extreme, these children could be really severe. Now, from what the information that I have, parents being full-time carers yes. for their children, clearly looks like that this may be more towards the severe spectrum of the autistic disorder. But again, the parents need to educate themselves about the disorder.
Okay.
The parents need to involve and actively participate in any training courses that they can attend so that they have a better understanding. And also, I would like to raise this point here, is that when a family has got children like this, it is extremely important that how the immediate family and the community responds to this.
Yeah.
Because what happens is that the most of the time, the parents themselves, they are okay with their children.
Yeah.
Because alhamdulillah, they've accepted and they are having a quality time in many different ways. But what happens is that the members of the immediate family or members of the extended family or the other members of the community, they then make comments which can be really difficult for these parents. And they can be very emotional, sometimes degrading comments and sometimes derogatory comments and sometimes saying, you must have done something wrong, that, you've been cursed and so forth. May Allah Azawajal forbid. This is not a believer who could make these comments.
Sure.
But that is an issue within our society that other people need to actually bear in mind. And what the community or the family members, they need to do is they need to be supportive and make sure that they don't say anything or do anything or create a situation where these parents may feel embarrassed. Or it may sort of make things difficult for them from an emotional point of view. And especially when these parents, they come to visit other family members. So they need to be accommodating the needs of these children from a behavior point of view. And they need to be supportive of this. And I think, I mean, you know, that's what I would like to say in this particular case at the moment.
But in respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is a particular case where, mashallah, the way parents, they are devoted, they are looking after their children. I would like to tell you one thing, that subhanAllah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves us more than 70 times a mother does. We also commit mistakes, we also do sins. But subhanAllah, the way a mother, she does not leave, abandon the child. She always look after, she loves, subhanAllah. Now imagine how much Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves us. We should have the hope of the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We should always return to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we should always ask forgiveness. We hope that inshallah, Allah will also forgive us. And inshallah, we will enter in paradise. But for this, we need to do good deeds. And very important point, Dr. Saab has mentioned that those people, they are making comments which hurt others' feelings. That's very, very bad. We must avoid them. Let's take another case. Dr. Saab, the next case is in front of us. That's a boy, 5 years of age, and there's no physical health or mental health involved. Regular medication, yes. It says that iron medicine and no family history. The problem parents they are facing is that he's not listening. When walking, not holding hands, running, this is the problem they're facing. Jumping in the house. As far as the strategy they have adopted to sort this problem out, they say that we have read Wazifa and we have tried to time out. Right? When he is naughty, so we stop whatever he's playing or we time out.
So this is a 5-year-old child who basically runs around and doesn't hold the parents' hand. What I'm sure the parents mean when they're out and about and walking, then he doesn't actually hold their hand and he runs around, which could be quite risky because these sort of children may end up just, you know, getting onto the road, crossing and hit by the traffic and end up in an accident.
Yeah.
The other thing is the child's jumping around in the house and running and jumping in the house, not listening. So when he's not listening, it means that he may have concentration difficulties. If we look at these behavior issues, the two things that we have to bear in mind. One is that this could be normal part and parcel of being a child.
Right.
The children are spontaneous. Children are busy, children are quite active and so forth.
Always do something.
And they are like what we call as little monkeys. Okay. However, when this is way beyond what is considered to be normal, or it becomes an issue to an extent that it starts creating problems. The child's jumping on the furniture, they're getting on the the patio walls and putting them into dangerous situations. They may be jumping out from the furniture, falling down, injuring them, or they may have had close shaves in terms of a car accident or a road traffic accident or being run over by things, especially when going to the school or coming back from the school. When these problems start arising, then clearly this is not the normal part of behavior.
Okay.
And then these problems will be picked up by the parents, these problems will be picked up by the school, these problems will be picked up by other family members and friends.
Okay.
And there is a disorder called ADHD. Yeah. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. So these children have a major problem with attention.
Right.
They can't concentrate for any more than 5-10 minutes. If you ask them to do something, then they may be there for 5 minutes, but after that get bored and try to do something else. However, these children can sometimes be really into the games. They could sit and play a game or watch a cartoon for hours and hours on end.
They would concentrate there.
Why? Because these games and cartoons, they have got certain themes that they keep shifting, and that keeps their attention.
Right.
But when it comes to the normal activities, they find it difficult to concentrate. And jumping, running around. So these are the signs and the symptoms that may be indicating that this child may have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. And once again, it's a spectrum from one end where children may appear more like normal, whereas under quite an extreme, some children may have concentration difficulties and not the hyperactivity. And other children, obviously, you know, usually with girls, if you see, they mostly have problem with concentration rather than the jumping around. And with boys, it may be more of a jumping around than the concentration, but mostly it is a mixed picture as well.
As far as we have received the reply, they have mentioned there is no mental health illness. That means that parents, they think that there is no problem of any such kind. So what do you recommend then? They should seek advice from the professional doctor or?
Yes. This is a common misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Now, whether you class autism as a mental health disorder or a sort of a physical health disorder.
They have said no to both.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I'm not too bothered about that.
Okay.
Because autism in the community, it's managed either by the pediatricians, child specialists,
okay,
who are medical doctors, or it is managed by psychiatrists, who are mental health doctors. But it doesn't really matter. Both of them have got the expertise to diagnose and treat.
No, Dawson, my question is, I think these parents, they are not aware of the fact that actually their son or daughter, they are suffering from some sort of illness.
Yes.
That's why they have written no
yeah,
to both. So do you recommend them they should go and seek advice just to be on safe side?
Yeah. No, definitely. They need to be going, and first of all, they need to speak to their GP.
Okay.
And if there's any information from the school has raised concerns as well,
okay,
then it will tally. And
right,
then go to the GP and mention them that we are experiencing these problems.
Right.
And at school, these problems have been discussed. The GP will then contact the school for a full report on this child. And if there are any concerns that where they think that, you know, this child may have ADHD, then the GP will actually refer them either to the child specialist pediatrician, or they may refer them to the mental health side of things. When they get referred to mental health side of things, it doesn't mean that they are mad or anything.
Right.
It's just that ADHD is a diagnosis which can be also, I mean, when it comes to treating the ADHD with medication, it can be treated with medication, which helps the children with concentration and so and the hyperactivity. That comes under the mental health side of things. And that's one of the reasons why they may be referred to the mental health team rather than the pediatrician team. And sometimes it's just the protocols locally,
right,
that what do the GPs follow, where they refer. Regard pointless the whether they are referred to a child specialist or a mental health team, but certainly if the school is raising concerns, then these parents, they need to be speaking to their doctor.
And JazakAllah, thank you so much, Dr. Now, so let's take another case. There's a girl, she is 6 years old, and there is no health problem, neither she's suffering from any mental health issues, no regular medication. The problem parents, they are facing, are not listening, forgetting what they are told to do just in 2 minutes time, not respecting parents, lying, hiding things, or not sharing important information with parents. This is the problem they are facing. As far as the strategies they have adopted in order to sort this problem out, they have written to us that have tried the soft and hard approach for not listening, have tried telling the importance of respecting parents, etc. in Islam, have told great amount on lying and reading books together to make them understand. But this is the problem they are facing. What would you advise?
Well, I mean, if we look at it, then this may appear to be slightly similar to the previous case. However, there are certain differences in this one.
Okay.
Now, clearly, you know, again, as I say that, you know, the information that we do get is fairly limited in many ways.
True.
So I cannot categorically say that it is either this or that.
Okay.
Now, if we look at it, not listening, forgetting what they were told just 2 minutes before, not respecting parents, lying and hiding things, and not sharing information.
Right.
This, again, doesn't sound like that there is a medical or a mental health disorder.
Okay.
This appears to be like a normal part and parcel of a childhood. However, there are issues in this particular case which first need to be addressed from a psychological or behavioral point of view.
Okay.
For example, at the moment, I may not be too much worried about, you know, them forgetting about what they were told 2 minutes ago.
Okay.
Because it's just how the parents may have told or shared this information. As we previously discussed, that if you ask a child for something, seek their attention first.
Mm.
You know, whatever the child is doing, is they are enjoying it, and then you are interrupting in the middle.
Yeah.
So first get their attention. If you're going to ask them to do something, you have to give them an option, either do it now, or if it is nothing urgent, just wait a few minutes for them to finish their activity.
Right.
Give them a sort of a warning or an ultimatum that this is what you need to do, but let's finish what you're doing. And you may have to remind them again, because children, they can get easily distracted. That's normal part of being a child. That's what I will say from a forgetting point of view. And again, not listening is again that, you know, how you actually, whether you actually managed to get their attention. And secondly, what you said, how you said it, is it, you know, understood by the child?
Yeah.
Now, clearly, as parents, we need to actually focus on this and reflect ourselves. The how can I communicate more effectively with my child? Because when we communicate with children, we subconsciously treat them like adults, like how I would interact with an adult.
Sure.
So we need to modify our approach. So we may have to say things differently. So hopefully that may address some of these issues. Now, not respecting parents and lying and hiding. Let's talk about lying and hiding things. A child, when things go wrong,
okay,
it's an opportunity for parents to teach the child. Best way me and you can learn is by making a mistake. When you're doing things right, there's a little room for improvement.
Yeah.
But once you've made a mistake, done things wrong, that's where the major improvement needs to happen.
Right.
And improvement or learning can only take place in a relaxed and neutral, non-judgmental, non-fearful environment. What do parents do? The child makes a mistake, angry, shout, smack, and they taunt the child.
Yeah.
All of these situations are counterproductive to a learning environment.
It's not going to work.
It's not going to work. This is what, you know, may be called as a negative style of parenting.
Okay.
This child, that's the main reason why children end up hiding things. Either you've directly, when they made a mistake, you created this negative atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
the child got humiliated, the child got emotionally upset, the child must have got angry. So the child has now learned that if they make a mistake, then this will be the reaction from the parent.
Right.
So they are going to make every single effort to hide the mistake.
Mm.
So whether a damage or something has broken, and they will try to hide it. So something has happened, they will try to hide it. And in my understanding, it's the parents' role that is at fault in this.
Yeah.
So parents need to take it very positively.
They need to develop a relationship.
Exactly. For example, I mean, we discuss, let's say that the child has broken a vase.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've seen it. So the first thing you need to focus on is what? The vase or the child?
Child, definitely.
The child. And what you need to say, oh dear, are you okay?
Are you safe? Yeah.
Are you safe? Okay. Give them a hug.
Very good.
Give them a hug so that the child knows that my parents are worried about me.
Yeah.
And you have to worry about your child. The vase can come and go and these things are, you know, breakable and so forth. But that's the reaction you need to do.
Good.
Once the child feels satisfied and, you know, comfortable, involve the child in clearing up the mess.
Okay.
Okay. Let's put it into the bin, right? Sit down, comfortable, calm situation. Now, let's sit with the child better. Let's discuss whether either at that time or later on.
Okay.
It will be better if you just let it go for the time being, and later on, a couple of hours later, when you are again, you know, sitting in an environment where the child will be receptive, now ask them, beta, the vase broke down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we can learn. Was there anything that you could have done that could have actually saved us from that damage or from vase being broken down? So it's possible that the child was running around, and in running around, they just hit the vase, whatever the situation was. You can then say to them, okay, if you are running around, That's fine, because this is a six-year-old child. They will be running around.
Yeah.
You cannot say, don't run around.
Yeah.
You could say next time, Beta, when you're running around, make sure that you avoid these areas where they've got these issues and so forth, and that will protect you.
Yeah.
Don't just say, you know, it will protect the world. That will protect you. You will be protected from the harm and so forth. And I'm sure if we adopt this approach, then what would happen is, this will definitely lead to a better outcome. Now, what the parents are saying is that they're trying soft and hard approach for not listening. What is a soft approach? Obviously, they haven't actually gone into, but why hard approach if the child's not listening? So, like we discussed previously, that rather than giving a sanction, rather than a punishing, every time the child listens, reward it.
Reward it.
And you can reward it by giving a star. And you can then say, okay, when you gather 10 stars, you will get this. So when the child is listening to you, you reward them. So what would happen is when the child doesn't listen, you say, I'm going to take away a star.
Hmm.
Now, that's not a hard approach, but you should have agreed with your child in advance. So, beta, when you listen, you'll get a star. But when you don't listen, we'll take a star away.
Okay.
So this is the approach that you need to have, how you reward it and how you actually put sanctions in place. If we adopt this, then inshallah azawajal, it will help them. What the parents are also doing is they are telling them importance of respecting parents. Now, rather than just telling the children about respecting the parents need to demonstrate respect to the children. Respect the children themselves. And respect your own parents and elders. Now, some people say, well, we don't live with our parents. But what happens is we talk about our parents. We talk about our family members. Something happens negative. Yeah, I mean, it's life. Ups and downs happen in life.
Yeah.
Make sure that when you are sitting with your children, even if the children are doing something else, if you are going to talk about your parents, if you are going to talk about your brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts, talk positively in front of the children. Because what happens is the children have got the ability to multitask. They may be busy in something,
mm-hmm.
playing around, and we may think they're not listening, and we end up talking about another individual of our family in a negative way. This child, they trust the parents. They are listening, and they are registering. And you will note down that these children will not like that individual that we are talking about. So what I'm trying to say is that respect does not just mean physically present when the parents are, but also when the parents are not there, when you're talking about your parents, when you're talking about your elders, be respectful in your words as well. And also show respect to the children. That's the best way they will learn. Now, when you do these things and now you teach them about the respect, then the child is getting the same message. What you are saying and what you are doing is the same.
Very good.
They then accept it. But when, if you are teaching them, I'm not saying that these parents are, but generally speaking, what happens is the parents teach children do this, but their own behavior is contradictory to that. The children will then get confused.
Yeah.
Now, why is my dad or why is my mom telling me, teaching me to do this when in fact they themselves do it opposite? They may not raise this question. Why? Because they may be afraid that the parents may shout at them and so forth.
Yeah.
So that is our, what we say and what we do in front of our children has to be absolutely the same message.
Very good. Beautiful explanation, my dear respected viewers of Padani Channel. Children, they learn by watching, right, what we are doing, rather than when we tell them, they do. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, I hope you must have benefited from this program and this episode. Inshallah, we'll come back with another beautiful episode and we'll include a few more responses. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Teach your children three things. Love for your Prophet, love for his family, love for Quran recital. Teach your children three things. Love for your Prophet, love for his family, love for Quran.